Hey, boy, give me a paper, please.
Yeah.
Thanks. Very interesting. Eddie Cantor still missing. Sponsor has no hope. Of course not. If he had hope, what would he want with Cantor? Proudly presents Cookie Fairchild's Orchestra, Burt Gordon, the Mad Russian, and the star of our show, me, Harry Von Zandt. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, just tip me over, pour me out. I'm a very clever pot, that's true. Here's an example what I can do. I can change my handle and my spout. Just tip me over, pour me out. Yes, sir, Cantor is gone, ladies and gentlemen. And now you have me, you lucky, lucky people. Well, tonight I've come completely... Thank you. Thank you. Tonight I've come...
Mr. Von Zell.
Tiny, what is it?
Look, I've been the sound effects man for Eddie Cantor for 12 years. Whenever he wanted a door slammed, I slammed it.
Yeah.
Whenever he wanted the phone to ring, I rang it.
Yeah, well, what about it?
Well, what about it? At this very minute, the kidnappers may be beating him over the head. Or punching him. Or shooting him. Or throwing him against the wall. Or kicking him downstairs.
Look, Tiny, maybe they're only choking him.
Oh, they couldn't.
Why not?
I haven't got a sound effect for that.
Oh.
Anyway, I think what you've done to Mr. Cantor is terrible.
What?
Here we are, all stuffed with Thanksgiving turkey, and poor Eddie Cantor isn't here. Wherever he is, I wonder if he had Thanksgiving dinner. I wonder.
Cantor!
Yes, Babyface Moore?
We've been holding you for ransom for 3 weeks. This is the end.
I know. Couldn't I have a wing or a leg instead?
Cantor, watch your step. We ain't holding you here for nothing. Nobody's paid you a ransom yet, so you gotta earn your keep.
I gotta earn my keep. I do my best. I cook for you. I sew for you. I scrub for you. And what do you do all day long? It's nag, nag, nag.
What about it?
We ain't even married.
Anna, why are you always trying to get out of doing the housework? Ain't she used to it?
No. At home, we have a gadget that scrubs the floor, washes the clothes, makes the beds, and cooks the meals.
It's quite a gadget. What's it called?
Ida. Anyway, Babyface, your Thanksgiving dinner's all ready. Here it is.
All right, I'll call my partner, Max. He's outside watching for cops. Dinner's ready. Come on in, Max.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Christmas? Well, this is Thanksgiving.
Oh, gee, I forgot to color my Easter egg.
Let's start eating, fellas. You know, I just couldn't bring myself to kill this turkey. It kept looking up at me with those sad eyes.
How'd you finally kill him?
I made believe it was the stork. Come on, fellas, dig in, have some turkey.
Would you please pass the cranberry sauce?
Like the turkey, Babyface.
It tastes tough.
Pass the cranberry sauce.
This turkey is good, isn't it, Babyface? It's a Tom. It's a Tom turkey.
A Tom turkey? How can you tell?
On his chest was tattooed Dewey for president. Those Republicans don't miss a trick.
Pass the cranberry sauce.
You like the turkey, Babyface?
It tastes a little soapy. Where'd the soap come from?
I had to lather it up so I could shave the feathers off.
You shaved the feathers off?
Yeah, don't worry. When I got through, I basted it with aftershave lotion and sprinkled it with talcum powder.
Hey, what's that white spot on his neck?
That's a Band-Aid. I shaved him too close.
Catter, you're nuts.
Please price the cranberry sauce.
Look, we have no cranberry sauce. Why do you keep saying,
pass the cranberry sauce? Pass the cranberry sauce.
Gee, you two are funny.
Make a face. Look, it's Thanksgiving. Why don't you let me go home?
Not till you get the ransom, though.
Yeah. You know, last week I tried to get it from Jack Benny. I drove up to his house. I told him I was hungry. I told him I was cold.
What happened?
He sold me a chocolate bar, a windbreaker, and charged me $0.50 for parking my car. Gee, if I could only talk to Ida, I could get the money.
What would you say to her?
Ma, please bring the ransom dough. Ma, don't treat me like a schmo. If I had lips like Gregory Peck's, a million dames would be here writing ransom checks. Oh, Ma, they're gonna knock me off. You could set me free. Just pretend I'm young and handsome. Shove that ransom through the transom. Ma, come rescue me.
Hey, nix on that stuff, Cantor. And I don't like that singing either.
You don't like it. That's how I sing on the radio. Haven't you ever heard me?
Nah. Us gangsters don't listen to the radio. There's nothing on it that interests us.
No? Say, how many gangsters are there in this country?
Well, including the guys in stir, about 3 or 4 million.
3 or 4 million? There must be that many in Los Angeles alone. Look, you say they never listen to the radio? Say, there's a whole new audience there.
Sure. Hey, why don't some smart guys set up a network just for crooks and convicts? Give them the kind of programs they'd be interested in.
Sure. Well, of course. Let's see. We could have Porsche Faces Life with Time Off for Good Behavior. A Date with the Jury. John's Other Knife. Or One Man's Felony. And we would even have a special program for men who are waiting to get the chair. General Electric House Party.
But they don't use a chair all over, you know. In some states, they hang it.
That's no problem. For them, we'll have Swing and Sway with Sammy Kaye.
That's a very intriguing idea, Cantor. I wonder what the whole thing would sound like.
Suppose I show you.
This is breakfast at Alcatraz.
Convicts, do you wake up in the morning with that hemmed-in feeling? Then listen as we present...
Jack Stronger!
This program is brought to you by the makers of Dr. Sassafras Sanforized TNT. Sassafras TNT comes in 3 convenient sizes. Small, medium, and out of this world. Don't forget to enter our great new contest. See how many words you can make out of the letters TNT. It's simple. Here are a few examples. And there are thousands more. So enter immediately.
And now here is today's episode of Jack Strongarm, All-American Safecracker. You will remember that yesterday when we last saw Jack in his cell, his wife had brought him a mixmaster, and he was going stir-crazy. Today we find Jack with the warden.
Come on, Jack. Your reprieve was denied. Sit down in this chair now, and I'll put the straps on you.
All right, Warden. Goodbye, Warden.
Goodbye, John.
The rest of this program will come to you by electrical transcription. Hey, Cantor. Cantor, that's a pretty good idea, and I think if... Oh, there's somebody at the door. I'll see who it is. And don't try nothing funny.
I won't. Gosh, this is awful. Kidnapped on Thanksgiving. Right about now, my family's sitting down to dinner. I can just see them. Ida, Natalie, Edna, Ida's sister, the big fat turkey. Should have been a comma here. It's a perfect picture. And it's made even more perfect because next to each one is a tall, cool glass of foamy Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Pabst Blue Ribbon has a tradition almost as old as Thanksgiving itself. For 103 years, the Pabst people have pioneered in the art of brewing. That's how they developed the famous Pabst Blue Ribbon flavor. And they've learned how to keep that flavor and quality always the same, always dependable by another great Pabst development known as the science of blending. For every bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon is a blend of never less than 33 fine brews. Yes, I can just see my family. When they finish the meal, they all rise, join hands, face my empty chair and sing.
33 fine brews blended into one great beer. 33.
Oh, yeah. What a way to spend...
Hey, Cantor. Cantor, look who's here. My girlfriend. The one that sings.
Oh. Her.
Hey, I don't like the way you said that. This dame is a great singer. She once hit a high C over middle D.
A high C over middle D?
Yeah.
Why, that's the highest note there is. How did you do it, miss?
I was taking a shower and backed into a hot radiator.
Anyway, I gotta go out and she's gonna watch you. Honey, you know, Cantor.
Sure. Hello, Schlemiel. How do you feel?
Hildegard, honey, here's a get. Keep an eye on him. I'll be back in a little while.
Hildegard, I can't understand how a nice girl like you could get mixed up with a hoodlum like Babyface Moore.
Well, he fascinates me. He's so educated. Why, hardly a horse runs anywhere in the country that he don't know beyond. And what manners. He would never think of slugging me without first removing his brass knuckles.
If you knew what's good for you, you'd give him up.
Only one thing would make me do that. My career as a singer.
That's another thing you should give up.
Well, why do you say that? I think my singing is unique. Have you ever heard anything like my voice?
Not since I had the brakes of my car relined.
I have a wonderful technique. For glissandos, I use a mezzo soprano. And I use a coloratura for runs.
What do you do for trills?
I go to Griffith Park. What do you do?
I do the same. Look, Hildegard. You have got the worst voice I have ever heard. It's awful. It's unbearable.
Look, if you'll get me on the radio, I'll help you escape.
Hildegard?
Yeah?
Your voice just changed. Will you really help me escape if I get you on the radio?
Yes, I'll audition for you right
now. No, let's get out of here. You can audition later.
No.
All right, I'll listen to you, but hurry.
Oh, gee, thanks. Mr. Cantor, I'm going to desecrate this song to you. I wish I didn't love you so. My love for you should have faded long ago. Seymour, ours was a runaway marriage. Every time I talked about marriage, you would run away. I remember our first date. We went to the Museum of Art, and when we saw the statue of Venus de Milo, I said, oh, gee, I wish I had a figure like her. So you started to break off both my arms. Oh, what times we had together, Seymour. Like the day we went to the beach. All the fellows were burying their girls in the sand. But you were more original. You used cement. And then that time we played post office, I said I wanted parcel post, and then I puckered up my lips, and you rammed a package down my throat. And that's why I say, Seymour, but when I try, something in that heart says no, you're still there, wish I didn't love you so. Did you like that song, Mr. Cantor? It came right from the heart.
Yeah. Might have come from the heart, but it took a few detours. Come on, let's get get over to the studio and I'll put you on my program.
Yeah, well, just in case you're thinking of double-crossing me, I've got a gun. And I know how to use it. Now, the last guy that double-crossed me, I shot his ears off.
Shot his... What does he look like?
I don't know. His hat keeps slipping down over his face.
I won't double-cross you. Just help me escape. I'll put you on the show. After all, it's my program. Come on, boy. Harry will sure be glad to see me.
Well, folks, for those of you who just tuned in, you are listening to the Harry Von Zell Pabst Blue Ribbon Show, starring that scintillating new comic, Harry Von Zell. And I would like at this time to sing a little number dedicated to my dentist. I saw you last night and got that old filling. Oh, don't tune out, folks. The fun is just beginning. As a matter of
fact, Harry.
Tiny, what's the matter?
Look, I just heard that Eddie Cantor escaped from the gangsters.
Are you sure?
Yes, he's coming into the building. Now he can take back his program.
No, he can't. Let's keep him. The sponsor gave me the program, and I'm going to go on being the star of this show. Nobody...
Harry, I'm back. It's me, Eddie Cantor.
How do you spell that?
Cantor, C-A-N-T-O-R.
Oh, yes. To Eddie Cantor from Harry Von Zell. There, you got my autograph, bud. Now scram.
Scram! Harry, maybe you don't recognize me. I've been held by the gangsters. I escaped. I haven't shaved. My clothes are all wrinkled. I must look like a bum.
Well, here's a nickel for a cup of coffee.
What are you talking about, Harry? Have you gone out of your mind? This is Eddie Cantor, your boss. The way you're acting, you think this wasn't my program.
Eddie, this isn't your program.
It isn't my... Oh, I get it, Harry. This is all a big joke you're playing on me. It's all a big riff, isn't it, Harry? Huh? Playing a little practical joke on a boss.
Oh, go on, scram.
Harry, how could you do this to me? After all I've done for you.
Look, Eddie, you were a good guy when you had it.
Well?
Now I've got it.
But Harry, I've got a family to support. I've got a wife and 5 children.
Oh.
With one on the way.
Eddie, you mean?
Yes, Marjorie's on her way to New York. Harry, look.
Oh.
Harry, suppose this happened to you. Think of your wife. Think of the woman you love.
Well, make up your mind.
Harry, I'm not going to be proud. I've got to work. Maybe you could find a little job for me on the show. I'll work for anything.
All right, I'll pay you what you paid me.
You wouldn't dare. Why, you stint... Harry, there must be something I can do on the program. Wait a second. Now that you're the star of the show, you'll need an announcer.
I've got an announcer.
You have? Well, who?
How do you do?
Bert Gordon, the mad Russian? Russian, you're a radio announcer?
Most absolutely. I just finished broadcasting a program for the Apex Dry Cleaning Company.
What kind of a program can you do for a dry cleaning company?
Spot announcements.
No, the Russian has a lot of experience in radio.
You are so correct. I have broadcast in every country in the world. Russia, United States, France.
Go on.
There's more.
Of course there's more. Stop it, will you?
As a matter of fact, I was supposed to broadcast a program for General Benny.
General Benny? You call a General Benny?
His name is Myers.
An announcer, but Russian, what about your diction?
Oh, well, Eddie, I used to be an announcer before I was a star, yeah. You know. I can tell him all about diction. For instance, Russian... The English language is composed of vowels and consonants.
No words.
Look, I'm going to test your diction.
Very well.
Here is a simple speech exercise. How now, brown cow?
Come again.
How now, brown cow?
Pretty full, white bull.
You can say what you like, but the Russian knows nothing about speech.
My dear former employer, I will explain you the whole process of speech.
Explain.
You see, to produce which the diaphragm is squeezing the lungs, which are expelling air, which is going through the windpipe, passing over the vocal cords, and coming out through the mouth. Of course, there is a simpler method for producing speech.
What's that?
Phonograph record. Now, in speech, breathing is quite necessary.
Yes, without it, you're dead.
That's very funny. That's very funny.
What? What's very funny?
Pretty full, white wool.
You still haven't explained the theory of speech.
Let us suppose that I want to say the word hello.
Yes?
In order to say that word, my diaphragm is squeezing my lungs. It is squeezing and squeezing and squeezing.
Why?
My girdle is too tight. So the squeezing causes my lungs to contract, thus forcing air through my windpipe. The air rushes across my vocal cords, across my tongue, into my mouth.
What comes out?
My teeth, they're not in tight.
This is the fellow you're going to let announce the program?
Well, why not? He's great.
You're even going to let him read the Pabst commercial?
Of course. Russian, go ahead. Read the commercial.
First, put me in the mood.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Fellas?
33 fine brews. Pabst! Blended into one great beer. Pabst! 33 fine brews. Blended into one great beer.
Thank you. Now for the commercial. Friends?
Yes, go ahead now. Tell everybody how delicious Pabst Blue Ribbon beer really is. Tell them what a pleasure it is to dip your lips deep down into that lacy, cool foam.
Yes. Friends?
Yeah, and tell them how Pabst Blue Ribbon is blended splendid. How it contains never less than 33 fine brews.
Yes. Friends,
yeah, and how it's never too dark and never too light. Made of the best malt and hops.
Yes. Enemies!
And how delicious Pabst Blue Ribbon is with Cold Cutcher, whatever you find in the icebox for those midnight snacks.
Yes.
And don't forget to tell them that you can order Pabst with confidence and serve it with pride. Well, Eddie.
Great.
You heard him. Wasn't he great announcer?
Great. Great, he's awful.
What's the matter? I sound too much like Harry Bunzel.
Harry, isn't there anything I can do on the program?
No.
Bunzel, I was just thinking. If you're the star of the show, and I'm the announcer of the show, who's going to be the mad Russian?
How do you do? Oh, Harry. Harry, please, you can find a spot for me on this program. You and I are old friends. Why should we quarrel? Let's bury the hatchet and pass the peace pipe.
Pass the peace pipe?
Sure. A medicine man I met said, don't get yourself in a sweat. When things look gray, just shrug and say, it must have been something I ate. So if your temper's getting the top hand, all you gotta do is just stop and pass that peace pipe and bury the hatchet.
Like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas do.
If you're feeling mad as a wet hen, mad as you can possibly get, then pass that peace pipe and bury that tomahawk.
Like those Chichimecs, Cherokees, and Pultifex do.
Don't be cranky. Try to use a little restraint. Hold that hanky
and wipe off all of that war paint.
And if you find yourself in a fury, be your own judge and your own jury. Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas do.
Pull your ears in. Try to use a little control.
When the all clear's in, you'll be top man on the totem pole. So if you wanna be an all right guy, not a long-faced blues and the night guy, write that apology and dispatch it.
When you quarreled, it's grand to patch it.
Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochees, Chippewas.
And those Chichimecs, Cherokees, and Pultifex.
And those Chicoutimis, Chepachets, and Chicopees.
Cho-Cho, Changos, Chattanooga, Chicaros.
That peace pipe and make the world good as new.
Oh.
Harry Von Zell, what do you say? Am I back on the show?
No.
No?
No, look, Eddie, there's only one thing that we need on this show.
What?
A girl singer.
A girl... Harry, come here.
What?
Have you ever heard Hildegard sing?
Oh, yes. She has a glorious voice.
Have you ever seen Hildegard?
No.
Harry, I'm going to do something for you.
What?
You're a young comedian just getting your start. I'm going to get Hildegard to sing on your program.
Hildegard on my program? Oh, Eddie, after what I've done to you, I don't deserve it.
Yes, you do.
Really, Eddie, with Hildegard on my program, who knows how far I might go?
Or in what direction?
Gosh, her voice just tears the heart out of me.
And your liver, your stomach, your...
Well, Eddie, where is she? Bring her in.
Okay. Hildegard, come in.
Oh, when do I start singing, Mr. Canner?
Wait a minute. This is Hildegard?
Yes. Hildegard Hotzenfaber. Go on, sing, Hildy.
I wish I didn't love you so. My love for you should have faded long ago.
Oh, no, no.
Nobody move.
It's Babyface Moore.
So, Candy, you thought you'd get away from me, huh? You'll pay for this and stealing my mall, too.
You don't understand. I was trying to put her on my program.
Yeah, if that's the case, why ain't she singing?
That fat guy don't like my voice.
Yeah, that's right, that fat guy. Now, wait a minute, that's me.
What are you going to do about it, fat boy?
Oh, well, I'm going on a diet.
You're going to go with me. I was only going to take Candy. But I can handle you too, fatso. Now get going, both of you. Get going.
A fine finish.
I was doing the best I could.
You certainly fixed us both.
Well, I'm sorry.
Here we are. Now, both of us are locked up in this old warehouse, and Pabst has no radio program.
Hey, that's right. All they can do now is put on a half hour of silence.
It could turn out to be the most popular program on the air.
I wonder what they are doing.
Let's turn on the radio and see.
I'd love to stay Thursday with you.
Oh no! Friends, the world can't have peace of mind when there are people who don't have a piece of bread. Today is a feast day for us, and we're lucky, because millions of Europeans of all religions have nothing to swallow except their pride. We've got to feed the starving. Either we send food to feed or men to fight. Any Gold Star mother will tell you she wishes her contribution could have been food. It's much easier to raise. And it's replaceable when it's gone. Now, I'm not a military strategist, but I believe that war starts in the stomach. I believe that if we have no weapon as powerful as generosity to show the world that when we say have a piece of turkey, we refer to a bird, not a nation. Eat less, ladies and gentlemen. Save food to save the peace. And friends, let's remember our wounded heroes by buying an extra Christmas gift when shopping. Just tell the clerk it's for a hospitalized veteran, and the department store will see that it's delivered. The gift these veterans gave us was paid for in blood. What are you willing to give? Give a gift to a Yank who gave.
This program is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Newark, New Jersey, and Peoria, Illinois. Written by Jay Summers and Jess Goldstein, produced and directed by Vic Knight. And sent your way with the best wishes of the Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.